Just start with a little bit of your background, like how long you've been making art and how you sort of came to it and stuff.
I guess it started in college, you know, as a science major. It started out, and then just gradually started taking more and more art classes and ceramics in particular, and then in art history too. And then I got kind of frustrated, left school, and you know, just tried to work, you know, as little as possible and pursue, you know, what I was interested in doing.
Right.
When I was working in Richmond, I would ride along the bay on my bike, and I started noticing just, you know, the garbage washed up, and I started collecting it. You know, it was too interesting to pass up. So I started out with, you know, mostly plastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in the fact that, you know, you come out to like a really natural area, but then, you know, you find these brightly colored, you know, like round, like perfectly round shapes. So I was, you know, collecting those, started out. I've always been interested in ceramics and making some ceramic sculpture too. So when I first found the bricks, it seemed like when I realized I could glaze them, it was an interesting way to sort of enter that process of, you know, the things that get discarded and make it to the bay. Because with the plastic, I was always kind of thinking of, you know, there was some way I could mark the plastic somehow. But then, you know, when I realized I could glaze the bricks, you know, take them out of here, glaze them, and sort of, you know, add another layer, like insert myself into that process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in general, I'm interested in things that have, you know, had a use, I guess, and that, you know, people discard for whatever reason, or, you know, blows out of their car. So, you know, I'm interested in like the second life, I guess, of these things that, you know, when you're done with your plastic water bottle, you know, usually don't think about it, but, you know, it goes somewhere. So I guess that the bay was particularly interesting because it seemed like it was, you know, sort of this huge collector for, you know, most of the people that live in the area. So anything that, you know, doesn't go to the landfill, you know, anything that escapes that stream most likely will end up here.
And isn't that because a lot of the even storm drains and stuff, they wash out into the bay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much every storm drain just
goes
straight
into the bay.
Straight to the bay.
Wow.
Or straight to a creek that goes.
Do you view the bay itself as a sort of collaborator with you, with its own process of sorting and collecting?
I guess. I mean, not in a personal way, but it does. Yeah, it definitely helps, I think, because I used to collect just stuff off the street, with mostly like paper. But yeah, the bay definitely makes it easier. It concentrates things. You know, with the tide lines especially. And that's what I found too. There's different spots, you know, contain different things. Like here's the bricks, but, you know, other places I haven't really found many bricks. And other places have, you know, more plastic forks or more gum or, you know, different things.
What are
What about photography? Because you do a decent amount of photography as well. Do you find that more of, in sort of another way of collecting and organizing events or places or whatever, or do you think it's more sort of that, do you see photos as more work in their own?
Yeah, not really, because I never, I've never had any, real formal photography training or anything, so, it's just, I guess it has been sort of, another collection, I do have a collection of found photographs, and then, just ones I find on the street and stuff. Mm-hmm.
It seems like time is a big thing, like progression through time.
Yeah, it is. And it's not actually something I really think about too much, but it always is an element that sort of, I guess it follows my sort of my natural rhythm, of my life.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, in terms of collecting stuff, I always, for a while I just fit it in, after work or, going to work or whatever. It was always, it's always been on my scale, whatever I could carry in my backpack, on my bike. Yeah, I mean, time, I guess I'm definitely interested to see how things change over time. The bricks, I'm interested in how, the glaze is going to wear off, and how the tide, the water is going to shift. I put them in here and let the waves and stuff work on them, the same way as putting the clay and paper together and letting it work on its own.
Yeah.
But even with that stuff, I'd like to I guess sort of get a natural process involved. So I pour out liquid clay onto paper, and so as when clay dries, it shrinks. So it forms, the paper and the clay form together. And so as they dry, the clay shrinks, and the paper tends to curl or buckle. And then I, after it dries, extract them from the paper and fire them. But, I guess in that way I tend to accumulate a bunch of those bits first and then, make some sort of arrangement. I've done, stuff where I've got a bunch of forks, and have them in a progression from, whole forks all the way down to single tines.
In a lot of ways, your work could be compared to that of Richard Palm, Smithson, Goldsworthy. Do you see your work as a continuation of those land artists?
Yeah, I really like their work, but I've always sort of been shied away from being that.
Right.
It seems so serious, like this purity, that they try for that it just doesn't really feel right to me. But I guess I've always really been interested in that, the nature in the city. City parks. When I lived in Pittsburgh, I was amazed that you could go, there's these beautiful parks and you could go and just find a spot you can sit all by yourself, you know, and you're in, you know, you're in the city, but, you know, you can sit amongst the trees and just be totally, totally by yourself.
Do you see your work as more performance-based almost, or more finished pieces, or are they just sort of like a thing that just doesn't really have an end?
I never thought of it as performance until, I guess it was like 4 years ago, when I took this group, class with a group of people that, you know, we were talking about presenting work and stuff, and that, you know, that came up about my work, that it was, you know, was like this performance of going out and collecting, arranging this stuff. So, you know, since then I have thought of it more like in that term, but, you know, hasn't really affected the way I do it. So now I'm going to come back, you know, over the next couple days, you know, to see what's going on. I mean, the performance of I guess I had always had this note, you know, performance art in a gallery, and you're gonna, you know, like Joseph Beuys, you're gonna live with a wolf for a week or whatever, you know. Over, you know, the years that I've been doing this, I feel like I've sort of gotten more comfortable with it, you know, and it's more of who I am now. You know, which is a pretty quiet person, so. But getting to that place, you know, expressing to our